Why do business owners struggle? In this episode, I'm going to share some of my personal experience with struggling in a business. There's a lot of different reasons why a business owner will struggle, but I'm going to break it down into 3 points that I think would help someone who finds themselves in a position where they're running a business. It's not really going well. They're not really sure where to make the changes or where to catch their footing. And so hopefully you find this helpful if you happen to be in that position. So in my experience, notwithstanding, there's a lot of reasons why business owners struggle. I think it breaks down into sort of 3 boxes, if you will. The first box is the box that you can't really do much about, and it's the market. Something will happen in the marketplace, something will happen in the stock market, something will happen in the housing market, something will happen in the labor market, or as we're experiencing right now, something will happen in the supply chain that really affects your business. And so a lot of business owners will struggle because of market conditions. Now, my opinion on this is that I think human nature says that we don't deal with anything until it's right in front of us as a raging fire. And if that's not your experience, that's certainly my experience, because that's how I generally have performed. Until it's right in front of me, I'll tend to procrastinate or push it away, or just to be reasonable about it. If there's no one raising an alarm or raising or bringing my attention to something, then I don't need to address it. And the market is one of those things where, if your business is working well, if you have a pretty good pulse on your financial statements, your operations, your sales, your marketing, what you should be able to do at any point in time is look at the top of the funnel, marketing, look at sales, your team. So remember, marketing is one to many, sales is one to one. That's the context I use. If all of a sudden you see things starting to slow down up in the marketing bucket and then to a lesser extent in the sales bucket, if you've got a good line of sight to what your business is doing, you should usually be able to pick up on those market changes right away. And I know in my experience that that has always worked really well. When you're used to a certain level of volume, or you're, maybe it's a volume of prospects coming in the top of the funnel, or maybe it's volume of quote requests for the product or the service that you offer. If you start noticing that slowing down, because of course you would be tracking it, then that usually gives you an indication that something is going on in the market that you might need to pay attention to. And I know for myself, I saw that take effect during the financial crisis, because 6 months leading up to the eventual crisis, we were already starting to see that lenders were making it more difficult to get financing, that some lenders just dropped off the face of the earth. And had we not been paying attention, the disaster that I found myself in could have been much, much worse. So why do business owners struggle? They struggle because of the market, but it doesn't have to be a struggle. If you're watching the other pieces of your business properly, or you have a pretty good sense of what's going on because you are tracking some very basic statistics or some basic activity, then you should be able to catch that. So that's the first reason why business owners struggle. They struggle because of the market. But my opinion is, if you're running your business properly, the market shouldn't completely affect your business in a desperate negative way. And if it does, you should have been able to have seen it coming. And if you didn't, then that says more about what you didn't have in place to catch it than maybe your business itself. And kind of my last thought on this would be, most products or services that worked during a good market will work in a bad market. The difference is there might be more competition and there might be less activity, but the need for the product or service is still there. So your business just has to figure out, how do we continue to service that need in the market if the market conditions are really the only reason why we're struggling? So that's reason number one, the markets. Reason number two has more to do with the entrepreneur themselves, which is they don't know what they don't know. And you've heard me say it quite a few times that few business owners start a business to become financial experts. Generally, businesses are started because an individual will have been working in a very similar business, but for somebody else. And then they say, I want to do this myself. Or they find a problem in the marketplace that they believe they can solve, and so off they go. So the challenge is, first of all, the opportunity is lots of upside, freedom. You get to run your own business, set a course for your own wealth creation and what you're going to do with your life. The downside is you don't know what you don't know. For me, I created the Cashflow Quadrant for business owners to help me understand what I don't know about a given business. And so if you look at the show notes, there's a link there so that you can see what I mean. But when your business is struggling, many times it'll be because you don't know what you don't know. And you will say to yourself, because I have said this and I have heard many entrepreneurs say this, well, we hired this person and that person and they should have just done their job and they should have known what was happening. And the truth is, you're right, partially. Every business needs to be led by somebody. Generally, that's the business owner or the entrepreneur out in front. The entrepreneur needs to know, what tool do we not have in our tool belt, or what resource do we not have within our company right now that can help us navigate through this particular problem that we have. So as a business owner, you don't need to be in the weeds, because there isn't a lot of value in being in the weeds, but you do need some high-level reference that you can use to understand where your gaps are in either your personal knowledge or the organization's knowledge. I know I was part of a company that had spent probably a year and a half transitioning over some very old legacy inventory systems. And it turned out that none of us, myself included, even knew how to do that. And so what we ended up doing was bringing somebody in on a short-term basis who had experience with that. And they were able to not only help us fix up our inventory — that was like the fire that was raging because the company was losing money on their inventory — but it also then set up some opportunities for the business to be better. We learned some new opportunities within our process. We got some new opportunities within how we could price different classes of customers. And so in this particular example, what we didn't know was inventory. We brought somebody in to help us. For me, I use the Cashflow Quadrant for business owners as my ultimate reference, because I don't have a lot of working knowledge of the inner workings of every single business that I work with. But I do know that there's some high level things that I need to be looking for. Cash and profit are the two that I choose. And if I don't have either of those usually downstream from those two are the other things that I need to be focused on. So I either need to be working on marketing and sales, I need to be working on operations, or maybe I do need to be spending some time deep in the finances to understand, where do we make some cost adjustments? Where do we have to refine our pricing? But every entrepreneur needs some point of reference to understand what they don't know. And if they can't come up with the answer, which is unreasonable, they have to know where to go to find the answer. So why do business owners struggle? They struggle because of the market. And if you have a pulse on what your business is doing, then you should be able to walk your way through that. The second reason is because entrepreneurs just don't know what they don't know. And so you have to understand what you're looking for. You have to understand how to articulate what's making you nervous. And if you don't know how to do those things, then that's probably where you start. But that kind of leads into the third reason, or the third box, why business owners struggle. And that's themselves. I know that I'm usually the reason something isn't working inside of our businesses. As the leader, my job is to get out in front, set the vision, set the strategy, help with the tactics, and then pick up any of the shortcomings that the business might not have, and fill them in until such time as someone else can. But I can also get in my own way. I have pride. I have an ego. I generally think, if someone hasn't been, as you've heard me say, if someone hasn't been punched in the face enough times, then they don't know what they need to be doing in those moments where things aren't working out. And oftentimes we will deflect the problem to other people who didn't do their job. But I believe that leadership is a top-down exercise, meaning everything ultimately rolls up to the person who has to sign the check or make the decision. And oftentimes when a business owner is struggling, it has a lot to do with their own ego and pride. And so what do you do about that? Well, I don't know. For me, I have figured out a way just to acknowledge that that's what's at play. I think when you get into a situation, as many business owners do, where the world is on fire, or your business is really experiencing some turbulence which you didn't expect, it's pretty hard to hang on to your ego and your pride when you have to have hard conversations with maybe the government, with maybe your creditors, your suppliers, your vendors. All of a sudden, humility enters the equation. Pride drops down a level, and then you can get very, very productive. So my encouragement would be, if If you find what I've just shared at all off-putting, that's probably where maybe you need to start in terms of looking at why your business is struggling. You might be the problem. The market might be doing its thing, but guess what? The market's always going to be doing its thing. You may not know what you don't know, but guess what? You're never going to know everything. So ultimately, it kind of does come down to you. And for me, I've learned that when I can step out of my own way, when I can ask for help, when I can be honest about what's happening, that generally that's a pretty good step in the direction of helping to turn around a situation that really seems very, very dire. So why do business owners struggle? They can struggle because of the market. They can struggle because they don't know what they don't know. And they can also struggle because of themselves and getting in their own way. So if you want to have a successful business, I think you can get out of your own way. I think you can ask for help. And I think you need to develop a feedback loop within your business that tells you how things are going at a high level. So if things in the market change, you can catch them as they're changing, not after they have changed. So hopefully you found this interesting. Hopefully it was helpful. Take a look at the show notes if you want a link to the cash flow quadrant, which I developed as part of my playbook as a very helpful tool just to get a bird's eye view of what's going on and what needs to happen in order to get a business from one quadrant to the next and ultimately making it a cash machine and as profitable as possible. So take a look at that. Reach out to me if you have any questions. If you say, hey, Dylan, I am a business owner that's struggling. I'd like to hear more about your personal experiences. Let's book a time. Let's figure out a way to connect. There's a link down in the show notes. You can also reach me on LinkedIn or Twitter or by email, and I'd be happy to have a chat with you. So thanks for tuning in to this episode, and hopefully you tune into the next one as well.